Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 40 from shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Damn straight, brother.
40.
Yeah, we
4-0.
We be 40, man.
We hit the number 4-0 here. So
another milestone for SIDT, man.
And we'd like to thank everyone for listening, downloading our shows, and sending us messages. And I think the only appropriate way for us to celebrate the 4-0 is with a little jubilation.
I'm jubilated.
But I'm Roman Catholic.
I'm a heathen.
Okay. Well, then that's fitting then.
I was raised a Protestant.
We don't have to worry about offending. We will. Yeah, later.
Sick Puppy might be editing a lot out of this show for religious bashing.
We'll try to keep it
in the low. No. We'll be respectable. So what do we have here, Spoon? I mean, you mentioned the jubilation. What's our first beer?
The jubilation.
Surprisingly enough.
Wow, we really caught people off guard on that one.
Yeah, what we have here is a gift from our good friend Bubby from the Tiki Bar forums.
And Brain Gravy.
And Brain Gravy.
Braingravy.libsyn.com.
Attaboy.
Tough URL to remember.
So,
sorry, Bubby.
Yeah, I was hanging out in Baltimore, Maryland this past weekend and hanging out with the Brain Gravy crew. And we kind of swapped some beers while we were down there.
With Sam in the background.
So we had a little beer exchange.
Which is always nice when you can cross state lines there and bring back alcohol into the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I brought 4 growlers back from Duclaw.
Yeah, beers that we can't normally get. I mean, collectible bottles that are not meant for consumption in the state of Pennsylvania.
It's decorative glassware. Wow, this is pouring dark and heavy and thick. Nice head on it, too.
Well, this is a retired beer, so it is no longer brewed, and it is made with...
Not retarded, retired.
And it's made with 10 different malts and 10 different hop varieties, 10 times in a 100-minute boil.
That's crazy, dude.
Or as they say on the site, double nut brown. So this isn't a beer for Tom Green, I assume.
Yeah. I'm not sure... I just got that. Good one.
And you haven't started drinking
Drum
yet.
Roll.
Look, you're even pouring for me, too. I think this is a first. Is this your birthday present to me?
I'm jubilated.
You're jubilated? All right.
I brought you back a growler from Duclaw in Baltimore, man. That was my gift to you.
That went really fast.
I bet.
Ooh.
I wish we had a list of the malts and the hops that they did put in the Hebrew 10. The only thing we could find is for the 11.
So they took out. They actually update their website, so good for them. Bad for us when we're trying to find out information about
vintage beer.
And I guess we could have contacted the brewery, but we just decided the last second, hey, let's do this show.
Right.
Because, that and you just got these last week.
No, that smells malty as hell, man.
That's strong malt. Very strong.
Very dark color. Mm. Very good carbonation. Tiny bubbles.
All right, buddy.
Cheers, brother.
Tits and ass. Oh, I don't know if I like this.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's
got a nice coffee aftertaste to it.
I think it's a little strong for me.
Well, what do you expect, dude? There's 15 different or 10 different kinds of malts in there. I'm not bashing you, but you got to understand is there are 10 different kinds of malts in this beer. Uh-huh. Normally, I don't know, maybe 5 is a lot.
I'm trying to think what this reminds me of, though. This tastes like something I've had before from...
like a barley wine?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, a malty barley wine. It does taste like
a barley wine. Doesn't taste as bad as that killer penguin bullshit out there in Boulder.
Nasty shit.
Yeah, this isn't bad. It's
I like it. This is a very good sipping beer. Sit down and enjoy. Definitely not a party brew.
Hmm.
This is one to be celebrated. The monumental jubilation.
It definitely reminds me of a barley wine, but also has a little bit of that punch of like a coffee taste to it.
Yeah, exactly. It's very complex.
Wow, yeah.
Very complex.
That's why this is kind of throwing me for a loop here. A loope. Oh, I could definitely drink some of this.
Yeah, though. I know the jubilation was conceived in 1996, and like I said, we're doing the 2006 version of this, brewed in New York.
Wow, imagine
like,
that.
I am.
10th anniversary would be 10 years later. Yeah.
Wow, you can do the math, brother.
I'm just pointing that out there.
And no surprise, this is 10% alcohol by volume, limited release.
And this is from the Smaltz Brewing Company.
Schmaltz.com.
Schmaltz.
I know this is audio, so it's SHMALTZ.com. Word. Schmaltz.
Schmaltz. Rate Beer gives us a 93, which would be A-.
That's decent.
As Beer Advocate gives it a B+.
I don't know if I would drink this personally ice cold. I would have to. This is a room temperature sipping beer.
Yeah, if you get,
it's phenomenal, man.
I think if you get this too cold, I think the alcohol is going to be more, you know, more pungent.
You're going to lose a lot of the flavor profile too if you drink this cold. It's an excellent beer, man.
Wow, that's now that's really starting to grow on me. Hmm.
This is kosher certified and rabbi approved, by the way.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. This is Hebrew, the chosen beer.
You know, I do have one issue here.
What's that?
Every time I drink, I look over on the other side of your shoulder, and I see Sam Adams.
I know. It's kind
of
like one of them creepy paintings where his eyes follow you no matter where you look.
He's looking at me like, why aren't you drinking my beer right now, bitches?
Sick Puppy acquired a stand-up figure, a full life-size figure of Sam Adams with a beer in his hand
at
Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds six-pack shop last week.
Yeah, it's about 6 foot, 6'1". Something like that. We have pictures next to it just because it's so cool. And, somehow by the end of the evening, Sam was in the back of the truck with us when we were driving back.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I don't know either. Just appeared. I guess Sam wanted to have a good time. Sam needs to wear some
Sam
SIBT
Adams
swag.
Wants to hang out. Exactly. Got to put a t-shirt on that bastard.
And we'll put one of those Stop the Drink Tax stickers on him, too.
Oh, dude, this is an excellent beer. I am in love with this beer.
This is one of those where if you don't like it right off the bat, don't discard it right away.
Yeah, you got to revisit this one, man. This is a very complex beer.
I'm on my, fourth or fifth try here with this, and it's actually turning out to be very good.
Very well good.
I was around a bunch of English major people this weekend.
It's quite well.
I was getting corrected left and right, and I kept saying yins. Even though it's not part of my vernacular.
Yeah, so I'm a little distracted by this beer, dude. It's excellent.
This is definitely something you're going to sit and chill with. You're not going to pound this in.
And yeah, this is a lovely sipping beer. If you're going to sit down with friends and, you know,
the first one of you jag-offs that says, these guys got to chug that.
No.
No.
This is a beer I refuse to chug.
Yeah,
it's just an excellent, respectable beer.
Wow. I want to have a cigar.
Awesome. Speaking of chugging.
Chugging, what?
Don't we have some chugging news? Or should I say, should I drink that.com news related to chugging?
Guess what?
What?
We're in Draft Magazine.
Yeah, boys. We made Draft Magazine, man.
Who would have thought?
We have a little blurb in Draft Magazine.
Page 22, to be exact, of the July-August issue.
Yes. Just released not too long ago, so now we can finally talk about it.
It will be on shelves July 1st. If you have a subscription, though,
you should have it now or have it soon, yes.
Page 22, those dead sexy guys at the bottom of the page, that would be us. Oh, check that out. We're looking at it right now.
Craft of Chugging.
So it's kind of ironic because last episode we were bitching about all the people giving a shit about chugging.
I know. Next thing you know, our chugging is featured in Draft Magazine.
Yeah, a little.
In a nice, respectable way, I might add.
Little did we know that that's what we were going to see. It's kind of ironic, actually, because Puppy and I had talked about stop doing the chugging. Like, you know what?
Well, we first started talking about we're only going to chug crap beers out of respect for the good beers.
Yeah.
And then we're like, let's screw it. Let's knock it off altogether. But we'll see how it goes now. We're kind of going to leave it open, leave it out in the air.
So guess what? We're not killing it off.
No.
In fact, we're doing it in full force now because from that last show, we've had quite a few beers sent to us saying, we want you guys to chug this.
Yeah.
So guess what? The chugging's not dying. The chugging contest or chugging challenge, as we call it, the chug challenge, is in full strength.
And on that note, I believe Spoon is up next.
Am I? Oh, for those, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Budweiser Clamato, boy has to chug.
And a Bud Light Clamato. So we'll see about that. We're given that from, I believe it was Bill in Ohio.
No, that was Bubby.
Well, yeah, but Bubby gave us the beers, but it was Bill in Ohio Bill. That said, I want you
was
guys.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And we have to listen to some song, too. He pulls out random songs that, I don't know. It's probably going to be.
I thought that was all Bubby's idea, but. I digress.
Bubby had mentioned it, but Bill was the one that actually submitted it to us.
Nice.
Said, why don't you try it? So the chugging challenge is in full swing.
Yeah.
We're in draft.
Cheers to that.
We're in draft magazine. Go out and pick up a copy. Give me the
and or subscribe. It's a great magazine.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a beer lifestyle magazine, if you will.
And here's the cool thing. All right.
Yeah.
So it's only $5 if you buy it on the newsstand.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. So guess who's on the front?
I know, dude.
Sam from Dogfish Head and Jim from Sam Adams.
Yeah. Awesome issue to be included in, I'll say that.
Well, that's almost the tongue twister. Sam from Dogfish and Jim from Sam.
Sam and Sam Jimmy.
Adams. It's also the Brew For Your Barbecue. It's the All-American issue. So go pick that up, and if you see us anywhere, we'll sign it for you.
Yeah.
Because we're media whores like that. So I don't know if this now pushes SIDT up to the next level where we actually have to give a shit on what we do. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be fighting with that one, Spoon.
Yeah, we're two guys that sit in front of microphones and drink beer.
But, you know, we're ourselves, and I think that's what makes our show, you know, popular with our fans.
God damn, I am sexy in this picture. I'm gonna have to shave my head again.
I'm spread eagle in that picture.
Oh, damn, you are. I just looked. Dude, I looked. Once you said that, I'm like, oh.
But I'm wearing pants. Relax.
Yeah, it's true. And those of you will recognize the photo from our brief stint with
Flavor Magazine.
So, yeah, go check that out. We're in draft, which is very cool. Welcome, all you draft listeners. Or
yes.
Actually, I should say readers.
Readers.
who are coming in for the first time. Very cool to have you here. Go to our site. Send us email. We reply to everybody. Even if you call us names, like my wife.
Well, Sick Puppy will reply to you, you know, if you bash us.
And if you're a hot chick, send us pictures.
I likes the hate mail.
Wearing SIDT swag. Definitely go for that. So
yeah, so that's good news, man.
Another reason to celebrate here with episode 40.
Congratulations there, Spoon.
Thank you. As to you, my dear Sick Puppy.
Why, thank you.
I think that's
yeah, we're pretty excited about that. That's pretty big deal for us. And
yeah, I don't know how many other podcasters have been in some of these major magazines. Well, Big Filmy Head's mentioned
big
in there.
Big Filmy Head, yep.
They're mentioned towards the end of it, so definitely check that out. Basically, it's Beer Safari representing.
Yeah, exactly.
BeerSafari.com. It's a jungle of beer out there.
Nice plug.
I try. All right.
Dude, I just want to sit here and sip this friggin' Monumental Jubilation. It's excellent. If you got anybody can get your hands on the 10 or the 11 or anything older, I highly recommend this.
You know what? Let's go to the Google and see what we can find.
Let's go to the Google.
All right. Actually, I shouldn't say the Google. We'll go to the eBay.
Oh, yeah. Never thought to look there.
Yeah, I'm
kind of
curious.
It's a pricey bastard on eBay.
Well, then we really owe Bubby something then.
Well, I traded him beers, man. He's good.
Yeah, but did you trade him something of the quality of Jubilation? What did you give Bubby anyway?
I gave him one of my Belgian Abbey Ale homebrews, the Flatulent Monk. I gave him two beers from Voodoo Brewing out of Meadville, PA.
Very nice.
And I gave him Miller 211.
No way. That's the shit that I bought back in Christmas time.
And the Hurricane.
Oh.
Malt liquor.
Oh, he's going to hate you.
Well, dude, I knew he was bringing that Clamato crap for us, so I figured I'd touche. Here you go, jackass.
Exactly.
All in good fun.
That's kind of fitting. It is a celebration here in Studio A.
Why, yes, it is.
Wow.
Man, I know. I wish this fucking bottle was as big as my Double Arrogant Bastard bottle. 106 ounces, but no.
There isn't any left in that, right?
Okay. Nope.
I'm just making sure, because I don't know if I could have more in a glass of this right now as we're doing reviews.
Oh, I could.
Maybe afterwards, post-show.
Right, yeah.
Unlike some shows where they sample the beer and then put it aside and then sample another one.
They just don't have, you know, I'll give them credit to it. They just don't have the tolerance that we do.
Well,
so God bless them, you know.
It is another reason that God bless, because God bless America. As you're getting this show, technically, I guess this would be our 4th of July show. A few years ago, we had actually done an all-American beer show, but basically blew our load on that one.
Yeah.
And got all the American-themed beers available at Three Sons, because we really didn't think we'd make another one.
Right. And we're not sure if we're going to be in town on July the 4th, so...
I'll be blowing something up somewhere.
I wouldn't really call this our 4th of July show. It's just the one closest to it.
Yeah, it's going to be out by then. So as everyone else is doing the same beers again...
Yeah, we probably want to do a 4th of July theme show, so...
We have to do it in the next couple days. That ain't happening.
Right.
Mm. Wow, that's really good.
I know, dude. Mm. So I'm going to finish my beer.
That's completely different towards the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Finish is awesome.
Wow. Once you get towards the bottom of this.
Warms up a little bit.
Mm.
Yep.
Oh, look at that.
Swirl that bad boy around.
Dude, look at the lacing on that, too.
Yeah, mine's still got
glass.
Some decent head on it as well, yeah.
This is pretty sweet. Oh, wait. Oh, dude, check this out. All right, look at the middle of my glass.
He made a swirly.
I made a yin-yang. Now it's turning into a swirl.
This ain't a Guinness, man. Let it go.
I know. I'm just having fun at the bottom of the glass. Ah, delicious. Thank you, Bubby.
Yes, thanks for supplying all the beers for the show, actually, Bubby.
We already had a Bubby show, so we can't dedicate this one to you.
Yeah, we'll just thank him. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck you.
We love you, Bubby.
Let's go wash these glasses and see what we have next.
All right, be right back.
It's hard to find a good beer, but one place to go for some great information is BeerSafari.com. It can help you navigate through the jungle of beer, so check out BeerSafari.com.
Okay, there's something I did want to bring up, too, which is really cool with this brewery.
What's that, my friend?
Schmaltz!
Schmaltz!
Schmaltz Brewery. They actually have a Twitter account. I'm not sure how public they want this, but it's going to get public now.
Dude, they're on Twitter, man.
Yeah,
it's their
and
fault.
It's actually not restricted, but it's Schmaltz Brewing W is their Twitter name. So you could follow them. They have some really cool updates. Like, they actually pay attention to the new media folk out there, and you know, they interact with everyone. And I was really surprised when they sent me a Twitter invite. I'm like, all right, this is kind of cool. If you're listening to us and you don't know about Twitter, it's a very cool tool. There's links to it off our site. It's basically like a continuous IM session with everyone that you follow and people that follow you. And
just filter out the crap in between.
Yeah, pretty much. It's
That's
very
my
cool.
thought on it.
Yeah,
it's like, a useful tool, but there's a lot of shit in the middle.
Yeah. So you can follow us. We are SIDT on there.
Right on.
So you can check us out on there. Actually, go to our website, and you can see where all the places that we have accounts at with all different stuff, you know, Facebook, MySpace, all that delicious stuff that you want to follow us on. It's actually under our community link.
The Chug's on YouTube.
Everything's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Everything, even from your past, is on YouTube. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool that they've embraced it. They're on there, and I wish that a lot of other breweries. There are other breweries that are on there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But they're
yeah.
the ones that I see that use it the most. And, you know, I've taken this to heart to actually make an effort to update stuff. And I wish other breweries would do it, because it's actually a really cool, like, communication tool. And you get to
right.
know the people there. Like, it's not just another big name brewery like the Bud Miller, of course.
And we may even make a list on our links page of all of our beer related Twitter friends. So
that's a lot.
I know.
That's gonna be a long list. So yeah, go check that out, and you know, thank them. Say, hey, thanks for being on here and making an effort to get to know me, because that's one of the cool things with craft beer is a lot of these brewers are willing to sit down and talk to you, you know, about their craft. This is their passion.
99.9% asshole free.
Is that a shirt yet? Because it should be.
Should be, right?
Yeah. Maybe we'll make that. So, all right, on to the next beer. Also,
I'm not sure about this one, dude.
It's the go ahead and introduce this one.
This is another Hebrew beer, obviously. And this one is titled Origin. This is a pomegranate ale. This is an imperial amber ale brewed with luscious pomegranate juice.
Ooh.
I like pomegranate juice, you know, as a health drink, antioxidant, all that. Not sure I want it in my beer, dude.
Does it flush you out?
Yeah, probably.
That's what I want to know. I've never really had pomegranate before.
It's actually good. Pomegranate juice is good, except for that Palm brand. And really weird shaped bottles you see on the in the coolers at the store.
Oh, see, I've seen it, but I've never actually had it before.
Like pomegranate tea and shit they make. It's like ass.
Yeah, I'm not a big like fruit person, so. But the pomegranate actually is native to Afghanistan.
Spoon is a big fruit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that too. I get that from Clark.
Ew.
It is native to the region from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, and the Himalayas in northern India. And has been cultivated and naturalized over the whole Mediterranean region. There you go. I don't know. I've never had it, but I know
there's
a
pomegranate education, and I didn't even know.
The fruit is typically in season from September to January in the southern hemisphere. It is in season from March until May.
Hmm.
The other stuff was the northern hemisphere.
Right. This comes in at 8% alcohol by volume. And shall I crack this thing open? Not looking forward to this spoon.
You know, on the Wikipedia, there is a whole like meaning, like how this is related to Judaism and everything. And there's a lot
of a pomegranate.
Yeah, and there's a lot of words in here that I cannot pronounce, so I'm not even going to try it.
If you go to schmaltz.com, they have historical descriptions about all the beers and everything there. So check that out.
The only thing I can make out is Torah.
Bore you with the details.
Oh, and King Solomon in Jerusalem. I know those two things.
You're poor, so your own bitch.
Okay.
Wow, that's a.
Ooh.
Interesting color.
Nope. Bumped the microphone. That sucks. All right.
Looks like a darker beer until you hold up to the light.
Looks red.
Yeah. It's got a reddish amber color to it. Of course, it is an amber beer. Yeah. But
ooh.
Not I much like, of a head
I like
to
the,
it.
I like the nose on this.
Oh, that's definitely pomegranate. Yeah. But I know pomegranate. That's definitely that's what I'm afraid of. I don't want it to be too overpowering on the pomegranate, man.
Now that I smell that and I get the aroma, now I know exactly what pomegranate is.
I'm not you're smelling, that's pomegranate.
I ain't well-diversed. Oh, cheers.
Cheers, right. Brother.
Tits and ass.
These glasses don't clink too well, do they? Mm-mm. Fine Castile glasses.
Hmm.
I like that.
That's not bad.
You know why
smooth.
I like it?
A little better.
I was expecting a pomegranate punch.
Yeah, I like a lot of fruit to it.
Yeah, I didn't get that. It's got a perfect balance, a nice hint of pomegranate to it.
Wow, that's...
It's sweet.
That's interesting.
Like you said, a little bit bitter. A little sweetness to it.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
That really lingers in there.
It does, too, yeah.
Wow, that... Cool. Excuse me, while I take another thing?
Amber with pomegranate.
Wow. That's really cool.
Wow, dude. I might actually brew a beer with pomegranate in it.
That's not bad.
I'm impressed. I was really afraid of it being way too pomegranate-y. Is that
kinda,
a word?
It kind of has a dry it's got a dry finish to it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wow.
It's that fruit. I think it's causing that.
Mm. I'm digging this.
I love the smell of it. The aroma's awesome.
Wow. I can't get over the aftertaste in my mouth.
Yeah, that that's pomegranate right. taste lingers. But it's not a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
And again, this is another...
I like how it goes from fruit to dry.
Right.
Wow. So you got like
the... It's almost kind of like... I hate to compare it. I don't mean
wine.
To. Yeah, I was going to say mead.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. Or a mead.
Yeah, I'm not comparing it to a mead. Totally different style, but it has a characteristic of that sweet taste and then the dry finish.
I've never had something like this before.
This is excellent. I would definitely buy this again. So we're two for two with the Hebrew.
We can't bust on Chubby Bubby. Chubby Bubby.
You say, way to go, Jewish.
Wow.
Way to go, Jews.
Wow, that's... I'm digging this.
That's awesome. My God, that's good. So two for two, man.
Yeah, there's not much more we can say about that. Now, surprisingly... All right.
Do you have ratings for this one, Spoon?
I do. On Beer Advocate, they give it a B, which I would give this a B.
Yeah, it's hard to give any beer 100%, in my opinion.
I don't know, that euphoria that we had from Duclos. Was it Duclos that had the euphoria?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, God. I know, dude.
That was 100.
When I was in Baltimore this year, that wasn't the seasonal, so I didn't bring any back. Sorry, dude. No.
Rape Beer gives it a 59.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of surprises me. It is 8%.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it a 59, man. That's excellent beer.
So, speaking of Baltimore... What all did you guys do on your trip? Like, who was there?
We drank.
Because Father Spoon got drunk calls at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Assholes. So, yeah, basically,
like I mentioned earlier, there's a Brain Gravy. It's kind of a spinoff from Tiki Bar TV.
Well, the dot forums. .com,
the forums, right. And they call it Brain Gravy, which is a separate podcast in itself related to the forums. Great bunch of people, a lot of good friends. And this is the second annual Gravy Fest, as we call it. Everybody's meeting in Baltimore, Maryland, from all over the United States and Canada.
Canada, yes.
Canada.
Our good friends in Canada.
And it's just a chance to get together and actually meet in person and just have a good old time. Great bunch of people. I couldn't ask for a better crowd to hang out with, man.
You guys had, what, like 15 people there?
Yeah, I think it was like a dozen. Eric the Gin was there from a previous show, if y'all remember him from The Great Kangaroo.
We need to add him to the list of official
of SID, stars.
Well, the official list of SIDT staff people on our website. I got to remember that. So, Eric the Gin, if you're listening, I need to get a picture of you, dickhead.
He hates beer. He doesn't listen to the shows. He just watches our videos.
But he does help us with the liquor, though.
Yes, he does.
So who else was there?
Oh, my God. Dude. A lot of people. Bubby, of course, was there. We had Jen and Lil, ladies.
I won't make you name everybody.
Paradox, Harmless, Zombified Projectionist was there.
See, the thing is, he's trying to think of all their online names because when we get together, it's like real names. So he's like, okay, wait, hold on. I got to translate this. Fuck.
Johnny Dollar was there. Johnny was actually there from Tiki Bar TV.
I love that guy. He's
awesome,
cool guy.
Dude. I love him to death, man. He's a great guy.
He was the main instigator of drunk dialing on my ass, too.
Oh, was he?
For some reason, he loves
it. I'm getting yelled at it by Spoon. I'm like, dude, I didn't know they were doing that.
For some reason, Johnny drinks, and he's around the beer guys. I don't know why he likes to call me.
Yeah, but they're like I said, they're a great bunch of people. And, you know, join us in Tiki Chat sometime, and maybe you'll be invited next year. Hanging out in Baltimore, man. Fells Point, great place to be. A lot of good craft beer, a lot of good tiki places.
What bars did you guys hit?
I don't know.
Well, Duke was
drunk.
Well, yeah.
Well, everybody kind of bailed towards the end of Saturday night, and me and Eric the Gin kind of went out because, you know, we have the tolerance for it. And I mean, we get Duke Law Brewing, of course.
If this show was live right now, you'd be getting a ton of messages saying, you asshole.
Horseshoe came in on.
Which is actually the name of a bar, which I thought
that's
was
a
cool.
Bar. Let's see. Max's Tap House, a great fucking beer selection in that place.
If you guys haven't caught on yet, I wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
I had a final, which didn't freaking get over until 4 o'clock.
I had a
o'clock.
Final. I couldn't go.
So being the studious person that
I am. Sorry, bro. I still have the rag on you on that.
I know. You know what? I have no problem taking it because I'm getting edumacated. And I nailed a 97 on my final, so bite
atta
me.
Boy.
So I took one for the team on that, but the pictures are worth it. I don't know if we have a collection we're going to put online or where they're at. But
well, right now they're on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, look up SIDT, and there's some videos on there as well.
That's right.
We may port them over to SIDT. I'm not sure. If we do, I'll put them in the our fans section.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It was a good time, man.
Anytime that really everyone gets together like that, you know it's hilarity is going to ensue.
No doubt.
One thing.
Z Live from Pluto. That's the other guy that was there.
Oh, yeah, of course Z was
sorry,
there.
Sorry, Z.
Can't forget Z.
A long list of people, brother.
Hey,
I'm sure I still left somebody out.
I'm sure there's probably a list of. Well, there's people that came in and out too.
Right.
But that it happens.
Yeah.
We can't support everyone. Well, I didn't see everyone that was there, but if you shared a drink, we appreciate it. And if you were there and you got one of
what do you think a sick puppy now, motherfuckers?
Yeah, and you got one of his business cards or you met him there. He loves you.
I love you. I do.
What about the, you did have an incident where someone took your liquor, too.
Oh, yeah, them fucking bitches. Well, I don't know.
I would have
one of
someone.
Our crew, who shall be, you know, remain nameless.
Yes, of course.
We're all partying, we're all half-kicked in the ass at the hotel on the garden balcony of the Hilton Garden Inn, which kicked ass, by the way. 8th floor, big garden.
That surprised me. It was like a whole other world.
Oh, it was beautiful, man. It was awesome. Great hotel. But, you know, we're all partying, and we left the bar to go there and found out one of us was missing.
Ouch.
Police were called. I'm on a fucking stumbling drunk fest search back through Fells Point trying to find this person. Turns out they ended up on a park bench, found 2 hours later, passed out.
Now, the funny thing about all this, too.
Which is crazy with the homeless people in Baltimore.
I can say it's funny now because
I'm just glad they're okay.
Yeah, this person's
line.
Fine.
Yeah.
But Paradox actually went back to his hotel room to get a hold of the police, or that's where they were going to meet him. And
dude, I wasn't at that hotel room, but I can imagine that
he was.
I hear you have somebody missing. Yeah, I'm like gone. I don't know.
He was actually on Tiki Chat with it was like me and T3 and a bunch of other people that couldn't make it. And we were there when the police showed up, so he kept the camera rolling as the police were there. We got to see like,
I didn't
the whole
know
thing.
That. That's awesome.
Oh, and we're all like, "Oh my god, they're not bullshitting us. Someone's lost."
But on that note, even back to the point of the stolen booze, these two bitches are hanging out in the balcony, and we all ran off to find this missing person. Left all the booze there. Figured we'll be right back. Whatever, you know. We get back, and these two girls drank the booze. Sailor Jerry and the
tequila.
But the dumb bitches actually come up to us and said, "Oh yeah, by the way, we stole your booze."
The fact that they actually said that to you.
They didn't say that to me personally, because dude, we're on the 8th floor. If they would have said that to me, they would have been on the 1st floor in about 3 seconds.
There's no river by it? Like you could have thrown them in
the
water?
Oh, it's pavement, brother.
Oh, splat.
Yeah.
Red asphalt.
Faces of Death flashback on that one. I couldn't believe that the balls to come back. Oh yeah, by the way, we stole your booze.
That is pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking bitches.
Yeah, I would have been pretty bent about that whole thing. Well, it's good. Everyone had a good trip though. Everyone was safe. Everyone came out.
Yeah,
healthy.
We all came back alive. It was good.
That's always good when people come back healthy.
I can't wait
for
next year.
Healthy,
yeah. Can't wait till next year already, brother.
But hey, if you can't wait for next year and you haven't gone into the whole brain gravy thing, we've got PodCamp Pittsburgh 3 coming up.
Yes.
In October, the 18th and 19th.
And I believe some of the Brain Gravy crew will be there to join us this year.
Which will be very cool.
Yep.
Go to our site. There's links for PodCamp Pittsburgh 3. Basically, it's a...
learn something.
It's a two-day session where you learn about podcasting, blogging, vlogging, all that happy stuff that goes around with new media.
And party with us.
Yes. Saturday night party is always... legendary is the best way to put it. That's the reason why these Brain Gravy people are coming in, is because of the stories.
Well, I think SIDT plans on hitting the south side afterwards. I'm not sure everybody else is gone, but if there's going to be a big outside crew from out of town here, you know, for SIDT to hang out and support us, we'll hang out with you.
In case we haven't mentioned, PodCamp Pittsburgh 3 is free. Doesn't cost you a thing besides getting to Pittsburgh.
How much is it?
Free.
Oh, my.
$0.00. It's free. Well, I mean, you got to pay for your drinks and stuff. But if you come on,
yeah.
If you come on Friday night, Sick Puppy and I are helping to host the meet and greet, or we're providing the alcohol.
Yes, we will supply the booze that night.
And
but well, not all night.
No, just at the meet and greet. Afterwards,
right,
yeah, buy us something. We'll have a few cases of beer like we did last year. Someone will bring bottles of wine, but we're not wine guys.
Yeah,
so.
We need a wine connoisseur there with us this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we know white and red, and that's about it.
And
or
I know
if it comes in a box.
And I can chug it.
Like last year. So yeah, come hang out with us Friday night, Saturday, and even into Sunday.
Yes.
We'll be more than happy to hang out with you.
It's very educational, very open kind of a forum as well.
We usually end up giving a session on podcasting.
Whatever.
Yeah, usually on grassroots podcasting with the Wrestling Mayhem guys. We haven't confirmed if we're doing that, but we probably will because they like to beat the hell out of me, and that's their reason for doing it.
Yeah.
So we could do it in a show. So there you go.
They owe me a birthday chop.
Yes.
So
Sick Puppy's birthday was last week.
Woohoo!
Send him a present.
I'm almost as old as the episodes in this show.
Hmm. Well, back to this beer.
Yeah, back to the origin.
Dude, this is going out smooth.
Oh, it's excellent, dude. I cannot believe how good these beers have been already. I've been wanting to bash the Hebrews.
You know what this would be good for? I have a lot of friends that are into wines, and especially a lot of family members that are into wines.
It's got a mead thing to it, I think, because of the malt.
I'm thinking with the dryness that's in this, though, that this would be a good beer to kind of get the hardcore wine drinkers into craft beers.
It's excellent, man.
Because they always complain, it's by looking at it, they're like, oh, if it's too dark, I don't want it.
Reminds me of a Braggot. A Braggot is basically a mead with malt in it.
Never had one.
Yeah.
Okay. But I could definitely see like the wine people that I know trying this out.
I think they dig it. I really do.
This is pretty good. This would be your good beer to start the wine people on because it's not too dark.
I hate wine, but I love this beer.
Yeah.
So.
I don't hate wine. I just choose not to drink it because
it's got characteristics of that, you know, sweetness and dryness of the wine, I guess.
I think that's something that Sam mentions either in that article or what I saw on the Today Show when he was on there with
the Draft Magazine article?
Yeah,
the
Draft Magazine that we're – the July issue that
we're in.
Page 22.
Baby.
Yeah, that.
That one.
The article with Sam, I was looking at it briefly. I just got it about 2 hours ago. and I was looking at it quick as we were leafing through it, and I think that's the one that mentioned that basically in wine you got grapes.
Yeah, right. Red or white, yay.
You got grapes. Meanwhile, with beer,
There's a lot of stuff in beer.
He collaborated with another young lady. I'm not sure of her name, but she's a wine connoisseur. They kind of on tours around the country, beer versus wine. And they actually wrote a book about it. So if you have a chance to check that book out.
I would definitely recommend that because that's something I want to pick up.
Excellent beer, my friend. My God. We're 2 for 2.
I can't believe we're 2 for 2. I seriously thought you were going to be all ready to...
Dude, I was about ready to fuck chug this one. Pomegranate and beer did not turn me on, but... You know, it pays to try a new beer because I thought I'd hate it. You know, crack it open and see what you think, man.
Marnie Old. That's her name.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the wine lady.
I had to think for a second. Like, I could see her face. I think that's how you pronounce her name. I think it's like Marnie Old. Some shit like that. I'll look it up.
Is she old?
No, actually, she's not. She's probably like in her... I could say she's old because she's probably in her 40s, which you're going to be hitting.
Yeah, soon.
40s or 50s, something like that.
Shut up.
It's all good. All right, so...
SIDT keeps me young.
Absolutely.
It destroys my liver.
It gives you fresh breath and that nice little gloss to your skin.
Yes.
Apply directly to forehead.
SIDT, apply directly to the forehead.
All right, that was pretty good.
Yeah, you ready to rinse these out? Try the next beer, bud?
All right, we got one more coming up. Let's go to another promo.
Be right with you.
Hi, I'm Johnny from Tiki Bar TV. Welcome to shouldidrinkthat.com. Today in my hands is Duclaw. Duclaw's a monster 9-pint beverage. Should I drink that? Is the question. The answer. Of course. Yes. No brainer. Oh, delicious. Delicious. Why wouldn't I drink that, is the question.
You only drink it because you listen to shouldidrinkthat.com,
right? I'm a huge fan of I have a t-shirt, shouldidrinkthat.com, and the answer is yes. When I go to bars, I say to ladies, shouldidrinkthis.com? Yes. The answer, of course.
I love you.
And I you. It's like kissing a unicorn. Delicious.
I know you like the tiki drinks. So I respect that.
I like the tiki drinks, but I love you.
I respect everything you do.
Do you respect me as an artist?
I do. I do. And as an alcoholic.
Well, alcohol enthusiast.
Okay.
Alcoholic carries negative connotations. I'm an alcohol enthusiast.
I'll give you that.
Okay, and we're back with the third and final beer of the evening.
We still need to work on that last beer.
Last final beer of the evening.
Final beer. Tension campers.
Tension campers. Yeah, we needed to make that a promo plug kind of thing.
Somewhere in there.
Done professionally.
Well, that wouldn't be our strength then.
Right.
Yeah.
And what we have here is another Hebrew. The chosen beer.
Literally.
Hebrew presents Bittersweet Lenny's RIPA, a double India Pale Ale with rye malt. I kind of like the fact that this is in honor of Lenny or Bruce. Leonard Alfred Schneider, if you will. They do a Bittersweet Lenny's RIPA, so the words rip are in there, because the man has passed away.
Yes. God rest his soul.
Yeah. And one last four-letter word concerning Lenny Bruce, dead at 40.
Now, here's what I like on the commercial description for this.
A little history about Lenny in there? Or?
Oh, this is pretty. You're going to like this.
All right. Because if, you know, our listeners don't know who Lenny Bruce is.
Well.
We shall edumacate you a tiny bit.
Well, not necessarily on Lenny Bruce. You can look him up. Anyone who knows anything about comedy knows who Lenny Bruce is.
Yeah, he was pretty much a Mr. Explicit Material back in the day.
The original.
The original, yes.
In fact, he's on that annoying-ass REM song.
Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself churning.
This is going through all your heads right now, and you're going,
all you young kids, when you listen to that song from R.E.M., don't know who the hell Lenny Bruce is? You do.
Or if you don't know who R.E.M. is. Commemorating the 40th anniversary of the death of Lenny Bruce, a rye-based double IPA brewed with an obscene
That's awesome.
Amount of malts and hops, shocking flavors, far beyond contemporary community standards. Yeah. The most radical Jewish tribute beer ever created, 10% 10% alcohol. The malt, two-row, rye ale malt, torrefied rye, crystal rye 75, crystal malt 65, wheat, killin' amber, caramel or caramel 70. The hops. Now, this is going to be cool.
Obscene, baby.
Warrior, Cascade, Simcoe, Crystal, Chinook, Amarillo, and Centennial.
Holy shit.
And then it's dry hopped with Amarillo and Crystal.
Nice.
Oh, this is going to be a punch in the mouth.
I hope so, man. I'm looking forward to this one.
10% alcohol by volume.
By volume.
And Rape Beer gives us a 94, and we got an A- over Beer Advocate, so it's about the same rating.
And, you know, Leonard, Lenny Bruce, as he's well known, is actually Leonard Alfred Schneider. He was born in New York October 3rd, 1925, and he died in California on August 3rd of 1966. So that's
a while ago.
Kind of shows you how far back the obscenity thing goes. You know, 1966, born in 25. Back then, he was a pig.
You could probably say fart and get like banned.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fart or peep.
But he was one of the pioneers of filthy obscenities.
Yes.
Now crack it open, brother, with the official SIDT butt plug / bottle opener. And fuck you, I'm pouring mine first.
In honor of Lenny.
Yes.
Ooh.
And ironically, I think it was the first F-bomb dropped in a night. And
no, we said a couple.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, Lenny Bruce, fuck you. Here's your tribute. Nice.
Oh, wow, check that out.
Nice amber color to it. Decent head, nice lacing.
Let's see here. That amber's very similar to the last one we just had, too. Well, actually, this is darker.
Hold it up to the light.
Wow, check that out.
Yeah, the color significantly changes under my chandelier.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That smells hoppy as shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be punching us.
Cheers, brother. Try out the Bittersweet Lenny's R.I.P.A. Kind of worried about the rye malt thing.
Whoa!
Not a fan.
Wow! Oh!
Oh, that's a hot bomb, brother.
Woo! Well, I'm not going to hit you.
Yeah, don't.
Wow.
Oh my God. If you're a hop fan, this is a beer for you.
Holy shit.
You know what? And on that note, Spoon, you know what it kind of reminds me of? I had for the first time because I haven't PA yet.
What's up?
Is the Hopsicle.
Oh, you finally got some.
Had it down in Baltimore at the Max's Tap House, man.
Did you have it in the bottle or the draft?
And in a bottle.
All right. First, I have only had it on the draft over at Fatheads on the south side.
You can't get the bottles here yet, at least not any place I know of.
They're trying.
But it's similar. I would say Hopsicle is actually hoppier.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But this is, Jesus.
But it reminds me of that. It's a super hopped up IPA with the rye malts to it, which kind of gives it that bitter finish, that, you know, that drier, bitter finish.
My God. Oh, that's a hoppy taste.
Three for three, man. I love all three of these beers.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's a hop bomb, as we like to call it.
My God, is that
it? After that list you read about the hops, I kind of expected it, you know?
After I'm going through this, I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus, this is going to be a rough one. This is really good. I like this. I'm a hop guy, so I really like this one.
Yeah, this is excellent, man. And the label on this one kicks ass, too.
Although, after having those other two previously, this is definitely a punch in the face.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've had three different, very different styles tonight. And the first one we did, I mean, that was just complex.
That
was out of the ordinary. And I wanted to try the pomegranate in the middle. In case I hated it, I could finish up with the RIPA.
Nice.
That pomegranate shit taste out of my mouth. But I like that one as well. So, very good beer.
Well, there's only one other thing that we can do to top these wonderful beers.
And what's that, my friend?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the contest.
Contest time.
Yes. This is the one we've been talking about. This is
our last contest with the Delirium Tremens beer coasters.
It is okay.
Not much of a response on that. I know they're just beer coasters, people, but it's free shit.
Yeah, it's also free pirate hats. So, in fact, if you still want that, feel free to submit something. But, this is going to be
this year's pro. Well, I don't know. We got better things coming up.
It could get better.
Contests, I'm not sure, but right here, right now, this is huge.
This is probably the biggest giveaway that we've ever heard of
Or any show on the local air is even giving out, I think.
I've never heard any other beer show give away anything bigger than this.
Yeah. I mean, we got hooked up with a great bunch of people, and, you know, it pays to be friends and have friends in the business. So I'll say that, man. Great bunch of people.
So here we go. This is what you've been waiting for.
Give them the rundown, Spoon, because I want... See,
I wish we could win.
Employees
this.
Of SIDT are exempt from winning this.
And
crap.
Family members.
And family members.
Not that our family listens.
Right. But friends can sign up. It's okay.
We'll see what happens. Saturday.
Before you even start. I know you.
They're on the edge of their seats or their cars or wherever they're at listening to the
Anticipation
show.
Anticipation is making me wait.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Previous contests, we've asked you to just submit your name, all that crap. This one will be, in all fairness, this has to be a random drawing. Pull out from a hat kind of a drawing.
And that's what we'll do. In fact, maybe we'll videotape it just for posterity to post it. But are you guys ready for this? Okay.
In the rundown, I want to win this, damn it, but I can't because I'm an employee of SIDT.
Well, we are
SIDT. I'm a proprietor of SIDT.
Yes. Saturday, July 26th, 2008.
When is that again?
Saturday, July 26th, 2008.
Saturday.
Beer on the Bay. Beer Fest in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Awesome Beer Fest. I think there's about 25 breweries, maybe 20-something breweries from all of the United States. Awesome beer celebration, man.
Mostly around here, like our coast.
Right. There's a lot from all over the country.
Just to give you an idea.
We'll put a list up on the website.
Voodoo Brewing, Erie Brewing, Penn Brewery, Sierra Nevada, Ithaca, Oscar Blues, Appalachian, Great Lakes, Trogues, Lancaster, Magic Hat, North Country, Marzoni's, Victory, Southern Tier, and of course, Erie Brewing Company.
Erie.
Just to name a few.
We'll put the complete list up or at least provide a link to it because they may update it.
We're giving you a package deal. Are you ready for this?
You giving them Sick Puppies package?
No.
You going to whore me out? Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, we could. This will be at the Erie Pepsi Amphitheater. We're giving away two passes to the 1 to 4 p.m. session. Doors open at 12:30 p.m. to the Brew Fest.
Wait. I've always wanted to say this.
Yes.
But wait, that's not all.
There's more. You're thinking... So we're getting a couple passes, so what? No. This is SIDT. First of all, if you want to purchase tickets, it's a $30 for pre-sale, $35 at the door, but there is a limit of 2,000. So right away, you're getting in on a collector's item, on a limited edition passes. You're going to be getting tickets to the first session, 1 to 4. There's a second session from 6 until 9, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about what we're giving away. Well, you could go to the second session if you don't win.
Or go to both.
Also, from Erie Brewing, we also have a free case of beer, two tickets to the event, and an Erie Railbender t-shirt. Oh, there's more.
But wait, there's more. If you order now.
The Brew Erie is also donating a glass, a shirt, stickers, and a $20 gift certificate to their brewery. You could go there and get a ton of good food.
Excellent food at the brewery, by the way.
But wait, there's more.
There's fucking more. Say it ain't so, Spoon. Say it ain't so.
So the brewery at brewery.com donated, the glass, the shirt, the stickers, the $20 gift certificate. Visit Erie.com. Actually, visit EriePA.com, should say. Has donated a bottle of local wine, travel guides, lunch bag, keychains, and other miscellaneous stuff.
Ooh. That's a package in itself on top of the package.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, this is fucking huge, people.
Two tickets. For fireworks night for the Erie Seawolves versus the Bowie Bay Sox.
If you're a baseball fan, this is for you.
Game starts at 7:05. So what we're giving you is a full day in Erie.
But wait, there's more. What else is going on that weekend, Spoon?
It's also Discover Presque Isle weekend Erie. We'll have links to everyone's website. So here's what the possible schedule could be for you on behalf of us. You get into Erie. You go to the Brewfest from 1 till 4 p.m. You're like, all right, I'm kind of hungry. What am I going to do? You take your gift certificate. You go to the Brew Erie, which is right up the road. You have dinner there with your $20 gift certificate from, say, 5 to 6:30. You go on down. You watch the Seawolves play at the Ut. The nice thing about that, beers are cheap. Food is inexpensive.
Nice.
From 7 till probably about 9:30 or 10. And then you've got fireworks. That's your evening. We're giving you a full day in Erie for free.
Free.
Now, of course.
And, you know, we did mention the free case of beer and all the goodies, man.
Yes, it's a huge Erie Brewing, which is
I want to win this package, but I can't.
Yes.
It sucks.
So our good friends at Erie Brewing, which is eriebrewingco.com, has started the whole thing, and then it just ballooned. We're giving you hundreds of dollars worth of free stuff.
This is huge, man.
Now, the only thing you need to remember is we are not responsible for what you do. And you have to be over 21 to win this.
Yes. And be respectable.
Yeah, be respectable. Basically, think of it as you're planning your own trip. We're not responsible if you get hurt, you get lost, you get arrested. None of that. This is our legal way of saying do it at your own recognizance.
Recognizance, nice.
Yes, you're on your own. Be a respectable adult, but we're giving this to you for free. A free day in Erie. You figure alone, the tickets are $30. Your meal, you know, you've got $20 off right there. You've got all this, you know, you got a local bottle of wine to take back with you to wherever you're staying. And here's the clincher. We're giving you a free night stay at an Erie hotel.
Yeah, brother.
That's
paying
right
for your room and board along the way, man.
That's right. You're getting a free night stay.
Stay in Erie for the Beer Fest on SIDT.
All you have to do is get there. So what we need from you, your name, your address, because we do have to get in touch with you, and your phone number and or email. Actually, we would like your phone number and email address.
Yes.
We will not give this to marketing or anything like that. We need that so we can get in touch with you. That's it. You send that to us.
We will not spam your information whatsoever.
That's it. That's all you have to do. It's a free weekend in Erie. Visit everything Erie has to offer. Discover Presque Isle.
Great town, great people, great breweries.
If you've never been to Presque Isle, it's unbelievable. It's like 12 beaches. So there you go. That's our gift to you for us hitting 40 episodes. You're getting a free trip to Erie. Well, you got to pay for the gas or the airfare. Now, if you're going to be a jagoff and you win this and you don't want to go, you're going to screw it for everyone else. So unless you know you can go.
Make a commitment, people. Yeah, what's the date again, Spoon?
Saturday, July 26th. Now, there is.
So if you sign up for this contest, make sure you have that weekend free. That's all we're saying.
This is the biggest contest you're ever going to get out of a podcast.
So far.
Yeah, that we know of. And along from like the brewers actually showing up at your house with like a truckload of beer.
And you get to make SIDT.
Yes. We will be at the afternoon session.
We will be recording.
So you can also get on our show. And we will give you an autographed copy of Draft Magazine with us in it.
That's right.
Well, of course, we do stuff like that.
That's for our ego.
So there you go. This package is pushing like the hundreds of dollars.
Oh,
so
yeah, definitely.
For free.
Yep.
So that's our gift to you, to everybody that's just now tuning into SIDT. You're getting a free trip to Erie. The other thing to remember, Erie has a casino and horse racing.
Gambling away, brother.
That's right. So you can make a full weekend of this yourself.
Win a free trip up there with us, man. You spend all that money on the gambling if you wanted to.
Absolutely. Well, you gamble, get your pictures with us, drink a ton of great beer, have some great food at the Brew Erie and some great brews, and then go right on down to the Jerry Park. And if you're unfamiliar with the team, the Erie Seawolves is actually the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. And the team that they're playing, the Bay Sox, is for the Baltimore Orioles. So we pretty much have it planned out on what you can do, a schedule you can follow. The winner will receive like an agenda of suggestions of what they could do. And
almost like a travel guide, I assume.
Well, you'll also get travel guides from Visit Erie.
Right.
So that's it. That's your package. You guys just made out as bandits because, well, we can't get that.
Yeah, because we work for
We're going to the Brew Fest, but that's about it. We're probably going to go to the Brew Erie and hang out.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, yeah.
So there you go. That's it. Link to the...
It's our biggest contest yet, people, man. If you don't get on this one, you're stupid.
Yes, free. So if you live in Erie and you win, take a vacation in your own hometown.
Yes.
If you're from Pittsburgh, it's a two-hour drive. If you're from Cleveland, it's like an hour and a half. If you're from Buffalo, hour and a half.
Dude, even if you have to fly somewhere for this, man, it's several hundred dollars worth of free shit, man. I think it's worth a plane ticket.
And Erie does have an airport.
Right.
You can either fly to Pittsburgh and drive up or fly to Pittsburgh to Erie.
Right.
Or take a train.
You could take the train.
Take the train from, like, I don't know, like Chicago or Detroit or something like that.
Either Amtrak, way, baby.
This is the biggest contest you will ever hear until our next one.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
So there you go. This is our
I'm excited about this, Spoon. I really am.
I was excited with all the people that were on board for this. They were pumped. Well, I told the people in Erie what I wanted to do.
Did we not tell you people that 2008 will be a stellar year for SIDT? We're only halfway through the year.
And just in case you have any questions, keep going back to the contest page because this list could grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not done yet.
We're still working on shit.
There's a few people that are still waiting to get back to me. And the list could grow, but it's not going to get any smaller.
Exactly.
I might throw in some stuff. Being an Erie guy, I might throw in some extra stuff that I have in my stash or take you out the maybe brunch on Sunday or some shit. I don't know. So there you go. There's our contest.
Sign up, people. It's a big one.
Enter to win because we're pimping this out not only on our show, but we're going around and telling people win 2 free tickets.
Yes.
Win a night, win a weekend in Erie on Should I Drink That?
Yep.
Well, not literally on us, but unless you're cute.
Took the words right out of my mouth there, Spoon.
Yeah. Enter many times. Just go to the contest page and let us know exactly what you're entering for because we're going to have contests kind of
overlap
each other. And the last thing we need to know is a cutoff date because we do have to make it fair so people can
make... Yes, we have to make it fair. And this is coming up in what, like a month?
Yeah, so I would... Here's my suggestion is July 13th. We'll make it the 12th. That is 2 weeks before.
Sounds good to me, brother.
Want to do that, or do you want to do the 11th? That's the Friday.
I'll do the 11th.
11th.
End of the week.
They'll give a weekend.
Yep.
July 11th is the cutoff date. Eastern. If it goes into the morning of the 12th, that's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
We will contact the winner on the 12th.
Yeah. We'll let you know immediately.
So you will have enough time. And for those of you that do the whole 2 weeks pay thing, that should work out perfectly.
Depending on the week.
Like me. Yeah, it's every 2 weeks.
So, right.
So there you go. That's the contest. You're welcome.
Dude, you're welcome.
Fuckers.
Dude, I know. I'm excited about this.
I'm curious to see how many people enter and who wins.
Dude, if you guys don't enter this, I don't care how far away you live. You're in California, man. It's worth it to fly to Pittsburgh for this,
Erie is wine country out here. All along the...
And beer country.
But a lot of people in California are big on wine and beer. Right. If you also want to get into the wines, there's at least, I think, like 20-some
Pennsylvania's even great for wine,
So let us know what you want to see, too, and we'll hook you up. We'll let you know what's going on around here.
Yep.
These are only 2 tickets. So it's like you and your wife, you and your husband, you and your best friend.
You and your girlfriend, you and your boyfriend,
et cetera. It's only for 2, and it is for 21 and older. So keep that in mind.
You and a friend.
If you want to get away from the kids for the weekend, this is a good chance. And we don't provide transportation once you're inside Erie because...
We must have age verification as well.
Yeah. Everything in Erie is within walking distance. Well, besides from the Brewfest, because then you got to walk up State Street, which is quite a bit of a haul, but taxis are cheap.
Yeah, whatever. I walked all over Baltimore, man.
Yeah, there's like shuttles and stuff that run. And if you want to go up to the casino, there's some of the hotels have...
Free shuttles.
Yeah, shuttles. So there you go. You're welcome.
Let's
finish up these beers, dude, because I've been waiting for weeks.
I'm excited for the winner on this one, dude.
I know. And send us pictures of your trip, too.
Oh, that definitely. We'll put it on the site in our fan section.
Sam Adams is smiling right now. He wants to win, but you're now a member of SIDT, Sam.
He's exempt. Yeah.
Sorry, dude. He just turned to a frown.
All right. Cheers, brother.
All right, man. So that's our big announcement for everyone. We made you wait till the end.
All right. So that's it, man. We got 3 beers tonight, all Hebrew fine beers. Not one bitch about any of them, dude.
No, it was pretty good.
If you get a chance to check out the Hebrew beers, please do.
And as always, the shouldidrinkthat.com website will have all of this information on there. In case you're going, well, what the hell did he just say?
We'll have a... Dude, they could rewind the show.
Or they could, but if they're kind of lazy or whatever.
Yeah, just check the website. We'll have all the details, links, all that crap there.
Yeah. So once again, Beer on the Bay, Erie Pepsi Amphitheater in Erie, Pennsylvania, Saturday, July 26th, 2008. 2 sessions, 1 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $30 pre-sale or $35 at the door, limited of 2,000 tickets per session. You can buy tickets on eriebrewingco.com website.
Or win them from us.
Win them from us.
It's a way better package deal, people. Sign up.
We're hooking you up.
Big time, dude. Big time.
So there you go. All right, man.
All right, man.
That's a great way to end the show.
Yeah, no doubt. This has been Sick Puppy.
This has been the Most Reverend Father Spoon wishing everyone out there happy 40 episodes.
And now we're doing Hebrew beers. I know it's out of season, but happy Hanukkah. Any other holiday they have, I'm not sure. I'm not Jewish. So.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
All right.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Cheers, bitches. Bitches.